Okay, today's daf Yud Gimel. We're on the very bottom of Yud Bees, Amud Bees, where the Gemara says, four lines on the bottom. Tarti. Let's say you have two fields, and Echad Nagra, with one irrigation system. So, in other words, two brothers, let's say I'm inheriting a field, two fields, one irrigation system, and one brother has a field next door. So he wants the adjoining field. So Amar of Yosef, who the previous two cases said is not an issue of, you're not entitled to be next adjacent to your field. Here he says, Kigon Zeh Kofan Amir HaSedom. If you don't give the brother the adjoining field, that's Amir HaSedom. So the Gemara says, Maskev La'abaya, why? Matzi Omar, a guy could say, the other brother could say, you know what? Be'ina de Ofish Arise. I would prefer, says the brother, in the previous two cases, he had a reason why he doesn't want to give the other brother the adjoining fields. Here it comes up with a reason. You know what the reason is? I want very much that my brother has fields that are not adjoining. You know why? Because if my brother has a field here and a field here, my field's in the middle, then my brother has workers here, and I'm protected. So it's so great. He's got workers all around, my field's protected. Therefore, it's not right that my brother should have adjoining fields. You know what the Gemara says about that? The Hilchazak of Yosef. You know, the Hilchazak of Yosef. You know why? Afushe lav milsehi. That's not anything. You want to be protected? Hire your own workers. What kind of reason is that? Right? You're gonna benefit off his back? That's not fair. So that's mamash mina sedom. You come up with a reason why? No, that's not a reason. The other cases were valid reasons. Why should he benefit from the water? That's valid. Right? There's only so much water to go around. Who said it's going to irrigate my field? Why should he? That's valid. Here, what's your reason? You want to be protected? So hire a watchman. What kind of reason is that? Okay. Next. This is scarier than it looks. Not so scary at all. Chad Gisa Nagra V'chad Gisa Nahara. Let's say you have, there's a river and an irrigation. And it looks like the letter L. Like an upside down L or any kind of L. So the river is the best thing to be near. You're near a river, you're the best. Why? The assumption is it's so rich in water, the best fields are those. Second best is next to an irrigation canal. Third best is neither of them. Okay? So if you look at the picture that Rashi drew, you know Rashi drew it because Rashi writes Kozeh as follows. So you know Rashi wrote that. Nobody else wrote that picture. Rashi himself wrote it. So Rashi says, anyway, what do we do? Chad Gisa Nara v'chad Gisa Nagra v'chad Gisa Nara. Nara pligin la bekarna bezol. What you do is you divide into corners. What does that mean? If you look at the picture, so we see where it says Mizrach, you have a Nahar, a river. You see on the left side where it says Tzafon, Nagra, you have a canal. What do? Everybody gets a piece. Ruvain, duration of Shem is Ruvain Shimon. Ruvain Shimon, Ruvain Shimon, Ruvain Shimon, Ruvain Shimon. That way, everybody gets a part of the river. Everybody gets a piece of land next to the canal. And then the next, why the next two have to be like that? See where it says Mayrav and Dorom? You see that? Why that? Because if you're a little bit close, also still benefits. The Ritva says that. Why do those areas have to be also divided like that? Why can't they just give Reuven the whole Dorom and give Shimon the whole Mayrav? Why don't you do that? Because, no. It would not be fair... So, I mean, Shimon is gaining a little bit because he has a field on the Durham side right near the river. And Reuven has a field on the Mayrav side right near the Nagra. You see that? You see, even being a little close to that is also beneficial. There's no other way to do it. So therefore, even those areas which are not near anything have to also be divided in the corners way. Okay. Tosas is a different shot. You look at Tosas' picture, you see what he did. But, okay. Next, Velos at Traklin. It's a short daf, man. Where? Which side? Tell me your side.
The Tzafon side?
Because why should Shimon get so much Nagra? Why should all his land be adjacent to the canal?
He wants land, doesn't he prefer the land?
I understand, but Reuven has tithes. The father died. This is how the field looked. How are we dividing this? It's fair. Like I said, the Nahar is the best land. It's the most richest land. The Nagma is second best. The other two are not. How are we dividing this fairly? So that's the Gemara. That's how you do it. Everybody gets a little bit of good. Everybody gets a little bit of bad. Like, it looks so complicated. It's very simple. Now, like I said, this is a short Amud man, but it's a lot here. Lo is a Traklin. Not the Traklin. What's a Traklin? A house. So you don't divide the house unless each of the brothers gets a normal sized house, or even brothers, partners, whatever. And, by the way, you asked me this yesterday, or the day before. What, about forcing partners to... You asked me that. But forcing partners? That's the entire daf today. Ain behen kedei lezeh v'kedei lezeh mahu. What if there isn't enough for each of them? There isn't enough. You have a little shed. You divide that shed in half. Mamash, you know, you're left with nothing. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Omar, is dida the good or agud? There's such a din called either you buy me out or I'll buy you out. You hear? Either you buy me out, buy my half, or I buy your half. But to leave it like this, impossible. It's no use out of it. Rav Nachman Amar, less dina de good o agud. No, there's no such din like that. No, you can't force the partner to sell or to be sold out. You can't do that. You have to keep it the way it is. Says the Rimi Gash, how do you keep it the way it is? It's not usable. So he says, well, it depends. If it's something you rent it out, split the profits. If it's something that you use, he says you switch off year by year. 1 year you use it, the next year I use it, the next year you use it, the third year you use it. That's how you do it. You're right, you can't both use it. It's impossible. It's impossible. You can't both use it. You switch off. He says if it's a merchatz, you both use the merchatz. He says if you want your privacy, sometimes you could have some private hours. Merchatz is usually open a public thing anyway. Not entitled to privacy. Hezekiah is by a house or a yard, you're entitled to privacy. So you split off year by year. He says he can't split up by month, that's too much of a tircha. If he wants to move out.
So how come by the traveling you can't divide it? By a small shed you have to divide it?
No. The Mishnah said you don't divide a traveling. Now the Gemara says, wait, not so fast. If it's small, then you could, the Mishnah doesn't mention that. The Gemara has a machlokes. You could force the other partner to be bought out or to buy you out.
Right.
That's all.
Why has Rav Nachman? He's arguing with the Mishnah.
No, he's not. The Mishnah said.
You don't divide anything.
What?
You don't divide a big house. But a small house, you can divide.
No, you divide a big house. You certainly divide a big house. What?
You don't divide a big
house. Where's that Mishnah? Huh? What daf is that on? Sandaf Yiralf Amar Alf. The Mishnah says, Achiyehe Bahen, Kedela Zev, Kedela Zev. Each one has to have a normal amount. What if not? You're stuck with it. Now the Gemara says, no, it's a machlokas. Maybe you can force the partners to buy it out. Oh, very simple. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. What we just said was, that if someone has a house, if it's big enough, two brothers inherit a house. If it's big enough to divide, and each of them have a normal house, good. What if not? What? So it's a machlokas. You could do that. You could buy the other one out. Right? You could buy the other. You could say, good, or all good. Either sell it to me, or buy me out. Either one. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, Lidi Dachta Amarta, less Dina de good, Dina de good, awa good. According to you, you don't have such a din. There's no such rule like that. You stuck with it. So the Rimikash said, either you rent it out and you split the profits, or you switch off. 1 year you're there, the next year the other brother's there. You switch off year by year. What else are you supposed to do? Right? That's what you do. So according to you, Rav Nachman, you don't hold from this din. What? According to Rav Nachman, Bechar Upashat, you have a Bechar and a non-Bechar. Shehiniach lehen aviyem eved ubehema tmeya, that the father leaves over an eved or behema tmeya, non-kosher animal. Ketad osin, what do you do? Can't divide the eved in half. Can't divide the eved in half. Right, what are you supposed to do? You can't divide a behema tmeya in half. Amalei, no. Shani omer, I say, oved lezeh yom echad, ulezeh shnei yomim. The Bechar is entitled to pishnayim, right? You get him for 1 day, you get him for 2 days. Right? Very simple. That's what you do. What's the kasha? Okay? Now, in order for this to make sense, look at Rashi. Eved o behema tmeya. Right? See the Rashi? It's heavy Rashi day today. You see the Rashi? Eved o behemet tameya. She'ef shalachalkan. You can't divide them. Ketzad yasu. What do you do? Now Rashi says as follows. Lahachi nakat b'char u'pashet. That's why Rashi goes out of his way. That's why the Gemara goes out of its way to give you a case of a b'char and a non-b'char. Why not give the case of both non-b'char? Why does one have to be a b'char? Why does one have to be a b'char in this case? Why? Lahachi nakat b'char u'pashet. That's why the Gemara goes out of its way to tell you a case of a b'char and a non-b'char. The tircha milsa lios shutfinba. It's a tircha if they're both partners. The Ramban says, I don't know what Rashi's talking about. His exact words are, Eini yodea mahu torach zeh. What's the tircha? What's the tircha? What's the tircha?
Two than one.
No, that's better. That's the chiddush over here. Had it been one and one, that would have been a bigger tircha.
One and one is a bigger tircha?
Yeah, it's a Rashi test. The Gemara goes out of its way to tell you a case of Bechor and Pashut. What do? You get it for one day, I get it for 2 days. You get it for one day, I get it for 2 days. Bechor and Pashut, right? Lahachi nakat Bechor u Pashut. The Tircha Milsa, Leos Tripfenba. It's a Tircha if they're partners.
If they're partners this way.
It's a partner, okay, fine. The partner is this way. What's the Tircha?
Maybe,
this way, what's the Tircha?
It makes more sense to point the other way when it says they split, that they force one to buy the other one out.
Oh, what? We're not talking about that. We answered the question.
Maybe that makes more sense.
What?
There, it's a real tircha. You
know, why? What's a tircha?
Now I gotta come up with more money.
Question of money. So Rashi says what he says. Tosa says as follows. It could be it's going to be a tircha if you do it the other way. Why? The other way it's a tircha. I'm sorry. This way it's a tircha. Why is it a tircha this way? Because, let's say, it's a tircha on the non-bechor. Why? Because the bechor now is going to gain. The bechor is going to gain that he has it an extra day. Why? Because he could travel further for business ventures. He's got the animal. He's got the eved. He could travel a two-day trip. He can go on a two-day business trip. The other guy can't go on a one-day business trip. It's not fair. You know what? That's the halacha. He gets it for 2 days. That's what Rashi is alluding to. Even you're going to come tying to me. Totally not fair. The Pasha guy is at a disadvantage. Why? Because he can only go 1 day. He's got to come back. The next day goes to the other brother. Now the brother goes on a two-day trip and can go make a business venture far away. He's got 2 days to have it. Still, you're still allowed to do that. Why? He's a Bechar. Yeah.
What?
No, he's a Bechar.
Yeah,
he's a Bechar. He's entitled to Pishnayim. Right.
2 weeks.
Right, so why are you doing it this way? I hear you.
Anyway,
you can do it any way you want. Interesting. So Tosa didn't assume that. Tosa didn't assume that. Well, yeah, Tosa didn't assume that. What? Well, I'm sorry? The Adramas is a different answer. You know why we didn't mention a Pashut and a Pashut? You know why the Bechor stuck in here? Because if it was a Pashut and a Pashut, they could sell it. Or rent it. You can't rent it if you have a Bechor. You know why? Because a Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim from rentals. Only from what's Be'en. Right? The lottery ticket wins a month later, they get Pishnayim from that. Why? It's not here. Bechor only gets Pishnayim from what's here. So it has to be a Bechor. We can't rent it. We can't sell it. We can't rent it. We're stuck with it. We're stuck with using it. Otherwise, it's a real loss to the Bechor. He's losing out his Pishnayim. That's another reason why we couldn't say... What had to be a behavior tmeya? Can't shecht it, nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. You're stuck with it. Can't rent it, nothing you can do with it. What do you do with it? You have to use it. So, he gets two and he gets one. Okay. Meisvei, another kasha. Another kasha on your din of that you don't have the right, or you do have the right, to force a buyout. Meisvei. Misha chetiu evet. The chetiu ben chorin. We had this 50 times already in Shas. Misha chetiu evet. The chetiu ben chorin. If somebody is a half an evet and a half a free man, Ovid is rabu yom echad, v'yisatzmo yom echad. He works for the husband, for the father one day. He works for the master one day and himself one day. He's half free. How's he half free and half not free? How'd that happen? He was owned by two partners and one partner freed him. So he's half free, half not free. Tosas Rid says, let's say he's walking down the street. And he finds, let's say he's walking down the street on a day that he's an Eved. And he finds a find. Find some mitzvah. Who owns that? Huh? The master. Says the Tosfos Rid, nobody owns it. The master does not own it. Why? What? No. Is he allowed to get married on a day he's free?
Not
allowed to marry anybody. I, he's a free man today. Doesn't make a difference. So on the day that he's not a free man, can he get married? Also not. Neither day he can get married. Right? 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 He can't get married either way. One second.
What? The day he's free, he can make his own salary.
What?
The day he's free, he makes his own salary. But he still can't be married. Marriage is because
it's a... So Tosfos Rid views it as he's an eved of two partners. One partner is himself, and one partner is the master. Basically what he is.
Yeah.
He's an eved of two partners. He used to be an eved of two partners, now he's an eved of two different partners. One partner is himself, and one partner is the master. Right? So, right? Make sense? That's how he looks at it. You don't have to look at it that way. That's how he looks at it. Therefore, the find belongs to both of them. The find belongs to both of them.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Why?
Because the day that he's free, he works for himself.
But he can't get married that day.
Because he's got to get divorced the next day.
Why? Because inherently he's a two-headed creature. It's a two-headed creature regarding Mitzvahs also. You don't like it? You don't like it? The only difference, he says, would be, let's say the master, his job is, on the master's day, his job is to go look for finds. Then, if he finds something, it wouldn't belong to him. That's his job. Otherwise, it belongs to both of them, says Tosfos Rid. Okay. That's a side point. Divrei Beis Hillel. That's Beis Hillel's pshat. B'shami Omrim, takantem es rabo. You're good, you fixed the master issue. Es atzma lo takantem. He didn't fix himself. Why? He's got nobody to marry. Lisa shivcha eni yachol. He can't marry a shivcha. Why not? Because he's half a free man. Lisa the baschorin eni yachol. He can't marry a baschorin. Why not? He's half an eved. Yibatel. Well, he should not get married. How can he say not get married? The whole world was created for pru revu. The whole world was created for that. Shenemar, how do you know? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Lo sohu b'ra l'shev v'sitzara. The world was not created to be desolate. You hear? You don't have to go far in the Torah to get to a mitzvah of pru revu. You don't have to go so far. It's in parashas of all parashas, it's in parashas of Bereishis. So why does the Gemara pick a pasuk deep in Yeshaya, tucked away in Yeshaya, no one ever knows what that pasuk is? Why did the Gemara do that? Why did the Gemara do that? Does that question bother you?
No.
Didn't bother you at all?
It was beyond the mitzvah.
Huh?
What
did beyond the mitzvah? The whole world was created for pru revu. How do you know that? Because Hashem told Adam Rishon, go populate the world. No, that's not the reason. That's not the Makar. The Makar is, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya somewhere. What?
The first thing that came
to his head.
Yeah.
So this guy can't marry anybody. Let him have a boy and a girl first before he starts with the chumras. So, you know who asked that question? Tosfos. Tosfos gives two answers. First, he says that the mitzvah of pru revu doesn't apply to avadim. The mitzvah of pru revu only applies to regular Jews. Avadim have a separate chiyuv of having populating the world. It's in the Tosfos of Shenemar. Avadim have a different mitzvah of populating the world, and that's learned out of the pasuk of L'sheves. Okay? Tosfos Rid has a problem with that. Tosfos Rid says, comparing it to an Isha is not mechuyev in Pru Revu. You know why? It's not a mitzvah that's my grammar. So how come women aren't included in Pru Revu? The answer is because it says kivshuha, that you should subdue. Women don't subdue. It's not their nature. That's not their tafkid. They don't go to war. They don't hunt. They don't subdue. Only men do that. So avadim are men. So that patur, Tosfos Rid says, what kind of patur is that? All right. Having said that, fine. Tosfos gives a second answer. Second answer, he says, is really, you can't free your eved to be mekayim the mitzvah of pru revu. You know why? You're not allowed to free your eved. We'll get to that in a minute. That's the next question Tosfos asks. How can you free your eved? You're not allowed to. Right? He's an onis. What do you want from this eved? The eved's an onis. The eved's an onis. Why is he an onis? He doesn't have the ability to perform the mitzvah. Why not? Because he's an eved. But L'sheves is such a fundamental, he calls it a mitzvah rabba. Such a mitzvah rabba, that will force you to free the eved. So that will force you to free the eved. You hear? Does that answer make any sense? What's the difference between being an ones to perform pruruvu and being an ones to perform lasheves? What's the difference? What's the difference?
What is it that if he marries a shevcha and he has children, is it kind of pruruvu?
I don't think so.
And sheves?
That maybe, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Right? So the famous Rabbi Yosef Engel, who said, when you're an ones, what does it mean now when you're an ones? I can't perform this mitzvah. Why, I don't have any money to buy an esrog. I don't have. What do I want from it? I'm an ones. How does Hashem look at you? Are you putter? There's no more chiyuv. Or, no. There's still a chiyuv. What could you do about it? Whenever you have the opportunity to do the chiyuv, you got to do it. Yosef Engel comes up with an unbelievable chiddush. He says it depends what kind of mitzvah it is. If it's a mitzvah in Adam L'makom, if it's a mitzvah to perform in Adam between you and Hashem, so if you're an ones, Hashem, okay, that's it. You're off the hook. There's no more mitzvah for you. You're off the hook. You can't buy an esrog. You're off the hook. But if it's a mitzvah in Adam L'chaveiro, not off the hook. Happens to me right now. You're an ones. The moment you become not an ones, or if you have a way to get out of it to make yourself do the mitzvah's on you. Says of Yosef Engel, Pruvu is a mitzvah of an Adam L'makom. It's a mitzvah of an Adam L'makom. He's an ones. What do you want from him? There's no mitzvah of Pruvu. It's off the hook. Well, Shabbos is not an Adam L'makom. It's an Adam L'chaveiro. It's to have more people in the world. More people in the world. There's a way out. The ones doesn't potter you. It potters you temporarily. There's a way out. What's the way out? What's the master free him? The master frees him. Now he can do the mitzvah of Shabbos. Unbelievable vart. Okay? Now, Tosfos does ask, how could he free your Eved? There's a mitzvah, there's an isser to free an Eved. It says, L'olam hem tavodu. Don't tell me you're going to free him to make him into a nice firm Jew. Because then every Eved would be freed. Right? So there's a mitzvah, there's an isser asay to free, how can he free an Eved? Right? How can he free an Eved? Oh, the Ritva says that. The Rashba says that. The Rashba says in Masechta Shabbos that the Isser only applies to a full-fledged Eved, not to a half an Eved. Here he's already half an Eved. The Tosfos says, well, exactly what I just said. Since for Shabbat is a mitzvah b'adon l'chaveiro, such an unbelievable mitzvah rabba to have children, that overrides all of hem tavodu. That's Tosfos. And the Rashba says, it's because what he said. If you're half and half, the mitzvah doesn't apply. Tosfos has another question. Why can't he sell himself to an Eved Ivri? Let the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, sell himself to an Eved Ivri, and then he can marry a Shivcha on all fronts. Why don't you say that? Right?
How can he sell himself?
What?
He can sell himself?
To an Eved Ivri, why not?
How can he sell himself?
So the Ramban says, he learned about Metzia, and it wasn't that long ago, and I and something, and I'll let him do that. Gerim can't be Eved Ivris. Remember we did that? So what is he? He's a ger. He can't be an Eved Ivri. How do you sell yourself? You're not allowed to even sell yourself. If you steal and you can't pay back, otherwise you can't just walk into a bed and I'm selling myself to an Eved Ivri today. You're not allowed to do that. Right? Tosfos says one more question. How about if he marries a woman who's Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin? Would that work? Why not? Why wouldn't that work? Because who said that the chatzis are going to match up, right? Okay. Well, it's also asked that question. Okay, anyway.
Well, that
we encourage?
No.
We don't assume that. What did he say? Ella, therefore, what was stuck? Kofin is Rabba of Os and also Ben Chorin. We force the master to free him. He can be a free man. He has to marry. Anyway, the course of shtar al chatzi damav, and you write a shtar for the half that he sold. The chazir was hill host because of Beis Shammai, and he'll agree with Beis Shammai. That's what you have to do. What's the kasha? We don't say good or all good. We don't want to say to buy anyone out. What do we say? We came up with a din of we have no one to marry. Why don't we say let the Eved say to the master, buy me out, no, or I'll buy you out. I have no one to marry. We don't say that. Obviously, we don't hold of the concept of buying out. Good kasha? Answers the Gemara, Shiny Hachana, here it's different by the Eved. You know why? The agud ikka, good leka. There's only one directional over here. Why? Why is there only one direction? What? No.
Being a slave again.
What? Look at Rashi. Look at the last Rashi. Rashi makes mamish no sense. Ha'eved yachal. No, the Ramban says that. Listen to this Rashi. He's an eved kanani, right? He's half and half. Ha'eved yachal litnos. The eved can buy himself out. Aval eina omer kinachelki. He can't say to the master, "You buy my half." Why? She ain't damim leben chorin. There's no damim for ben chorin. Look at the next words of Rashi. She ain't eved ivri nimkar el l'sheish. An eved ivri is only sold for 6 years. The Ramban says, "What on earth is Rashi talking about?" Not eved ivri. What's Rashi talking about? The Ramban has no answer to what Rashi means by that.
That
I don't know.
That a Jewish person can sell himself.
What?
If he holds it in some way, the Jewish person.
No, but you're mixing apples and oranges. Eved ivri and eved kanani have nothing to do with each other.
No, because if he goes and sells himself to a Jew, he's an eved ivri.
Right.
What half?
So what? An eved ivri is a full-fledged Jew.
But the connection makes no sense. It's only one way.
I know. That's what Ramban says. It doesn't make any sense. Ramban says, I don't know what Rashi's talking about. So since it's only one directional, you can't. There's no buyout here. Tashma, let's try again. Shnei gzun, shnei achin, two brothers. Echad oni ve'echad asher. One's poor, one's rich. V'nich l'anavi amerchat to beis abad, and the father leaves over amerchat or a press. Otsin l'schar hasachar le'emsa. If there was a business being used with that stuff, keep the business running and split the profits. Asan la'asma, but if it was a personal use, right? So hare asher omer la'oni, the rich man can say to the poor brother, kach l'cha avadim, get yourself some avadim, v'yirchatzu parerchatz. And then you can use the bathhouse. Kach l'cha zeitzim, go get yourself some olives. Ubav asher beis abad, go use the press. No problem with that, we'll split it. What do you see? What do you see? There's no buyout. There's no buyout. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Hasam nami good ikka avid leka. The oni has no money. He's an oni. What's he supposed to say? I'll buy you out. You can't. So some Rishonim prove from here. This whole thing, we inherit a shed together. The whole issue of good or wug is only if you have the money. You can't force your brother, who's a poor man, to be bought out. Doesn't have. If you both have the means, and you have a shed, that you, mamas, you can't live in half a shed. So, what's the alternative? Switch off year by year. Let's buy each other out. Tashma, let's another try. The Mishnah said, that Mishnah on Yud Aleph, Kol she'ilu yichalek u'shmo alav cholken. V'yimlaf, malan oso bedamim. The Mishnah said that, wait a minute. If you divide the thing, and it's still called the original name, you have a shed. You divide the shed in half. Now it's two sheds. If it's still going to be called a shed, it's good. If not, malan oso bedamim. Pay each other off. Buy each other out. It's a beferish Mishnah. Buy each other out. Right? So the Gemara says, you're right, we're stuck. Tanoihi, you're right, it's a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, tol atashir, vani pachos. If someone says, you know what, it's not really big enough to split, but you know what, I'm mochel. You take your half, I'll take less than the shir. Shomen lo, why not? Rashir megamliel omer, ain't shomen lo. We don't listen to that. We don't allow such a thing. Says the Gemara, hechi dami, what's the case? Ilema kiditani, my time with Rashir megamliel. Why not? What is Rashir, like we said before, you could stipulate to anything in this world. I'll take less, I don't mind. I don't mind. Nice guy. Doesn't need it. So why does Rashi have a problem with that? He can't have a problem with that. Ella, chesuri matzva. Must be this word's missing in that braisa. V'hachi katani. V'hachi ka'amar. Tol atashir vani pachos. You take the shir, I'll take less. Shomen lo. Everybody, no problem with that. Good o a good, but if someone says, let's buy each other out, nami sh also no problem. But so Rashi Mingle Lemar, no, ain't shomen lo. That's no good. That I don't agree with. In other words, I don't hold from good or well good, and the Tanakhama does. Says the Gemara, La'olam kediktani. Really, it's like we said originally. I because I'm at my time of the Rishon Megamliel. What's his problem with it? What's his problem with that? Mishum to amalei I bedami lesli dami lemitan lach matana lemichali diktiv asanam matanof yichya. What are you doing for me? You doing me a favor? Why are you giving? Why am I taking less? Either you're paying me an amount, you know, I have to pay you an amount I don't deserve to pay you, or you're doing me a favor, I don't want favors, and I'm not paying too much. In other words, nothing for free in this world. So why is he offering to do less? It's a favor? I don't take favors. Right? People that hate favors, that hate matanos, will live. It's a concept like that. So, mitzvah chasidus. I don't want a favor. What's going on here? I don't want favors. Therefore, Shirming a little test. You can't stipulate to get less than what you deserve. Why? Because it has a downside. Amalei Abayel Rabbi Yosef, Had Rabbi Yehuda, the din of Rabbi Yehuda, really Shmuel he. It really comes from his Rabbi Shmuel, the Tnan, because we learned that in our Mishnah said, Uvekitzvei Kodesh, when it comes to scrolls of Kodesh, Afal Pishish Neim Rotem Lo Yachloku. Even if they both agree, you can't cut a Torah in half. Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Shal El Bekerach Echad. That's only if it's one, how do they translate Kerach?
One scroll.
Aval b'shnei krichos, but if it's two scrolls, chokin, you can't split it. V'isal k'day tuch let dina de good or agud, and if you don't hold it from good or agud, ma'ir yom b'kerach echad. What's the difference if it's one scroll? Afil u'shnei krochin nami. Even two you can't. So tegemar of shalmon, b'shishneim rotin. No, but they both agree. So if they both agree, there's no issue. So it's not necessarily true that it comes from his Rebbe. Amar meymar, a meymar said, hilchas of the halacha is, islay dina de good or agud. Such a concept of good awakening. We have such a concept, we hold like that. Amalei Rav Ashi Lameimar, Har Rav Nachman Mai, Amalei. What about Rav Nachman? What do you say about Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman said, we don't say good awakening. We don't say that. What do you say about Rav Nachman? Lo Shmili, I didn't hear of it. Kolomar, meaning to say, Lo Sfirulis. I don't hold like Rav Nachman. I don't hold like that. I'm not interested in him. Velo? You're not interested in Rav Nachman? For Rav Bar Chinina, for Rav Dimi Bar Chinina, Shavat Lahu Avuha. Tarte, listen to this. Tarte Amasa, the father left two maids. Chadiyada Aifu Bishule, one knew how to cook and bake. The Chadiyada Pilcha Venivla, and one knew how to sew and mend. So each between the two of them, you have a mamash, a great household. Vatala came to Rava, and they came in front of Rava. But Amaluhu less dina to good or well good. There's no such thing as good or well. You can't buy each other out. So what do you see? We hope the Rava held up from Nachman. There's no good or well. You can't buy each other out. I'm entitled to one. You're entitled to the other. Well, I'm entitled to both. You're entitled to both. So they came to Rava. Rava said, you can't buy each other out. Right? So what do you see? There's no good or rugged. No, shiny hot sun. It's different over there. You know why? Because they each wanted both. They both want, if they both want both, then taka. You can't force a buyout. You have to agree to it. Ki kamale shakal at chada, tana chada, lav good or agadu. Since he said, I want one, you'll take the other one? That's not a case of good or agud. Kisve Kodesh, what about Kisve Kodesh? Did Tarbaihu mi boiluhu? They both wanted it. Vamar Shmuel, Oshel el bekerachachot, avul b'shnei krochim, cholkin. But if it's two, you can't divide it. Amar Hatigmar of Shalman. Shalman already said that, Bisharatu, where they agreed to it. Now that we said that, now we're going off on a little tangent about Kisve Kodesh. Fascinating. Tanur Rabbanan. Madik Adam Batar Unavim Ksuvim Ke'echa Divir Meir. Remeir holds in the olden days, everything was written on a scroll. So Remeir says, you could write one scroll with Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim on it. No problem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Torah b'fnei atzmo, Nevi'im b'fnei atzman, Ksuvim b'fnei atzman. Absolutely not. You cannot have a scroll that has Devarim and Shoftim on it. You can't do that. Each one has to be separate. What's the reason for that? So there's two reasons. First of all, Tosfos says the reason is because we don't want you to take out a Torah unnecessarily because you want to read Shmuel Beis. It's a zilzel to the Torah. Torah Chaim says the reason is because you're going to think that it's just as chashuv as the Torah. You hear? And that's why Torah Chaim says, everyone says, Bizman Azeh, when it's written. So the reason of the zilzel, so what about today? They publish something like that. It's all Tanakh in one volume. So, what?
They're not scrolls.
So, is anyone going to think that this is more chashuv, just as chashuv, it's in the same volume? Right? Is anyone going to think that? Why not? Because it's not a scroll. Because the article put it out, so therefore it's good.
Okay.
What's the answer?
No,
the
same kedusha is not on a
chumash
as it is on a
right. 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 Each one by itself. You can't even put nach together. Amar of Yehuda, Maisa Babaitzas Bazuna, there was a story. Shemona Nevi'im Udbakim Ge'echad, Al Pir Balaz Ben Azariah. He had eight Nevi'im in one volume, like Balaz Ben Azariah said. V'yeshomim lo hoyolo ela echad v'fnei atzmo. Others say, no, that didn't happen, because we would never allow that. Each one was in its own scroll by itself. Amar Rebbe, Maisa Vavil Fneinu Tor Nevi'im Uksuvim Udbakim Ge'echad. They brought together one volume, Tech Shirunim, and they mastered it. No problem. No problem at all. Okay? Now, ben chumash l'chumash shal Torah. This is a halacha which you do hold like between chumashim in the Torah are bo shitin. Between each sefer in the Torah, between Bereish and Shmos, there are four empty lines. Four empty lines in the Torah. V'chein ben kol navi l'navi. Same thing by each navi. Ubnavi shall shnei masar, but when it comes to the 12 prophets, if you're writing them in the scroll, gimel sheetin, there are three lines. Umesayim milmata, umaschil milmaila. If you end on the bottom, you can start on the top. What does that mean? There are three explanations what that means. Rashi says, if you finish, happen to finish a navi on the bottom, you don't have to skip three lines on the top, on the next top column. You start the navi, the next navi right there on the top. No problem. That's Rashi's pshat. Tosfos says that means that only by a navi you're allowed to do that. By a Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah, and this is true, Mosh, there must be, you must start the next Sefer on the same column. Only by a navi you could do that, not by Torah.
We don't pass it, we pass by column.
What, by what?
Everyone's different.
Is that true? So maybe you take a point.
You ever got a shul that they pull out navi for half Torah? You ever see them, Yechez calling?
I never did. I never saw one.
No, they're always separate.
They're always separate. No, not a navi. I never saw it. I know they have them there. I never saw it. So that's what Tosfos says. You have to leave space in a Sefer Torah. It'll never be that Vayechi ends on the bottom and then Shmo starts on the next column. That'll never happen. It's always in the same column. That by another you could do that, not by a Torah.
See that?
What? And I never saw that. You ever seen that?
Yeah, it ends on the bottom.
No, never. Right. The Rebbeinu Gershom says another vort, that if you end the Navi, let's say you don't end it on the bottom, you end it anywhere. After two lines, you finish the Navi. You skip the rest of the column, and you start in the next column up on top. That's what Rebbeinu Gershom says. I saw, where was it? One second, we'll stop. One second. A minute. No, all right, stop here. I thought there was a makar here for. One second. I thought I saw a makar here for Chasson Torah, but I don't remember where it was. Okay, we'll stop here. All right, we'll stop here. And we got it to the Tanarban on the bottom, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.